Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I apologize for the lateness of our start. This is it's my first time on Blog Talk Radio as a host, and so having a little technical difficulty with the phones. But before I get started, I know we've already started a little late. I would first like to get into just a short prayer before we begin here in the sanctuary room. So if you'll please follow along with me. Father Yahuwah, in the name of Yahusha, for those of you who don't know the Hebrew name for Jesus Christ, we thank you for allowing us to gather here this evening. We thank thee, Father, for the message and for the conversation in which we're about to have. And Father, I ask that your spirit be upon this conversation. For your word says, where two or more are gathered in your name, that there you are in the midst. And I pray, Father, that the purpose of this talk show and this message and the word and conversation that we have will be fruitful to everyone who may hear this now or in the future. So all things we ask in thy holy name, in the name of Yahusha, amen. So I wanted to start this. Like I said, this is new for me to go on and to do this. But one of the things that topics of conversation and one of the purposes that I wanted for this primarily is to be able to find women or speak to women who are much like myself that are in the truth of the Most High and to kind of discuss not only our triumphs but some of the struggles that we may be facing in our spiritual walk. For, you know, the word says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And sometimes the battlefield for where that comes out at is in our mind. And so to get started, I was taking a notes from a sermon this week that was, the Spirit was definitely on this man when he was teaching, and it was definitely relevant to some of the recent issues that I was having in my mind. And one of the things that the pastor had said was, he had noted that he said our lives are shaped by our thoughts, and that is very true. Our lives are shaped by our thoughts. I had found here recently my life was being shaped by my thoughts. I was consumed in negativity and failures, thinking I was a failure, and with that I found it playing out in my work life, surprisingly not in my family life, but in my work life. And even though I had been, grew up in the Word, had some recent revelations about the Word the last 4 or 5 years, one of the things that stuck out to me was, he was talking about seek ye first the kingdom. And I think that is such a true statement, because when we seem like we're fighting something every day, it may be an indication that we have not truly submitted to the Most High and allowing Him to do do His will in our life. And we may not be seeking Him as vehemently as we were before. So with that, I came across some things as to make sure that I am refocusing that, and maybe something we need to do as women and as mothers to refocus that as the primary objective of our life. And if you hear me throwing out certain terms, then please go with me here. I'm active duty military, and sometimes my vernacular kind of reflects that. So, there is something obviously that I hadn't submitted to, and I think with that, my submission wasn't complete to Him in the way that it should have been, and therefore it started disrupting my thoughts. And it says, you know, one of the things, it says we're to think on good things. So starting off our day and starting off about how we talk about our children, you know, we're supposed to think those good things about the day and about our children, particularly as mothers. And one of the scriptures that I came across for with that was going to be in Philippians 4:6-8. And what stuck out to me about that was, it says in Philippians 4:6-8, it says, be careful for nothing, But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Most High. And the peace of the Most High, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Isa Yahushua HaMashiach. The King James translation states Christ Jesus. But it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And so I found myself there for a while not thinking on these things. And so it's having to readjust my thinking, because one of the key highlights that he had hit in his sermon was that in order for the kingdom to manifest in our bodies, and in order for us to be able to, as believers in the Most High, to be able to be sanctified or set apart, was that our mindset had to change. And I think a lot of the times when we think about being redeemed is one thing, but how are we changing our mindset from a negative worldly mindset to a positive one? And the only way that that can be done is through the washing of the word. Because we're fighting against things that we don't see every day. And one of the key things to do with that is to first submit ourselves to the will of the Most High. And, we have to stop fighting these thoughts, because we have to submit to the Most High, because when we are fighting against the laws of sin and death, not the laws of Moses. I know some people kind of get those two things confused, but the laws of sin and our sin that was in our flesh, those are what we're fighting against. And then have to look at the function of my thoughts. So when I was talking about earlier, the mind having to be changed and renewed, it's changing the function of my thoughts. So if you read Matthew 10:7-8, it talks about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we have to be working towards that, because the kingdom rests inside of us, essentially, because we are the temple of the Most High. He comes in, he sups within our hearts, he writes his laws upon our hearts. And that is supposed to be the changing that occurs, because it is his laws that convert our soul. But it's also being humble enough to come to him and say, hey, Father, I can't do this on my own. So I know for me that was a struggling point for me with that. Word says to submit yourself, humble thyself under the mighty hand of the Most High, and he shall exalt you in due season. And talking about the circumcision of the heart, that is something he desires of us the most. And he speaks of that in Deuteronomy 30:6. And then Jeremiah 4:4. So I have him in me. He, my temple belongs to him. He resides in me. So I know for maybe some women out there, if you're along those same kind of lines as I am, you understand that if he is in you and he's a part of your life, then we have to start being in agreement with him. We have to start being in agreement with his word. Because if we're not in agreement with his word, then we are against him. And so that is where the mentality change has to occur, is that saying that, hey, I'm going to agree with what the word says about me, because I have to divorce my mind from the kingdom of this world, because the word says that this world has been given over to the hand of the wicked. And if I'm no longer of this world, then I have to divorce my mind from the way that this world thinks, the way this world thinks about the Most High, the way the world thinks about me. So those are just some changes that I know that even in myself that I am going to have to do. But I just wanted to take the time and share some of this to maybe exalt or to help exhort or encourage some of our sisters that are out there going through the same thing. So if anybody... At this point in time, I know we don't have a lot of time left. We got about 12 minutes left because of the late start. But if any guests want to call in, the guest call-in number is area code 646 646-787-1594. Again, that's area code 646-787-1594. But to continue on with our conversation is that we have to speak these things. My husband would tell me all the time, you need to learn to speak the word. So there's two things that we need to do. We need to learn to divorce our mind from the world, make sure within that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that it comes first, and then to speak the word, because in 1 Peter 4:11, it says that he had chosen, referring to the children of Israel in this passage, chosen them to be the oracles of the Most High. And it says this, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth, that Yahuwah in all things may be glorified through Yahusha HaMashiach, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. So we are supposed to be able to speak these things and to regurgitate these things. And one of the things I found within myself was, how can I do that? How can I do that for someone else if I wasn't even willing to do it for myself? You know, we can always be encouragers of other people, but if we can't encourage ourselves with his word, then it's kind of all for a moot point. And that's where we need to be, become proactive in controlling the thoughts that we entertain, because they're going to constantly come at us. You know, the thought is only an unspoken word, and when the enemy comes at us, he comes at us at the speed of thought. And so you have to be able to respond, or have the word in you enough to be able to respond quickly to that and know that he is a liar, because the word says that he is the father of liars. So we have to be careful. And that's where the rebuking of those thoughts came in. And during the course of the sermon, one of the things that I had captured from this pastor was, he said, negative thoughts bring negative energy, and the negative energy brings a negative environment and brings a negative me. And that's exactly the experience that I had been having these last, I'd say, 8 or 9 months that I was in this new area that I was working in that I wasn't familiar with. And I brought that upon myself, because through my tongue I called things that were not as if they were, and then they started manifesting in my work life. So there's more to this. There's more conversation to have with this. But at this point, I want to stop. At this point, I think it's something that to finish off for next week's episode. But from an independent standpoint of that, since I wasn't able to really go into the purpose of this radio show called The Sanctuary Room, my intent for this is for it to be able to reach out to whomever. It's primarily women focused, being in a faith-based type of conversation. I believe that it is only appropriate for women to teach other women and to teach children, to not place herself in authority over a man in regards to teaching. But with that, I'm not saying that men cannot call in. I don't want anyone to think that. But the purpose of it was to give women a room, a place to be able to talk about the Most High, to talk about our experiences, to talk about things, everyday things that we face as mothers, and for it to be an encouraging platform to those of us who may be going through things and struggling, and an opportunity to have cordial dialogue with one another, and also to kind of just hit on certain news topics of the day. I think for this one, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they get sick of the news and they miss certain things that are in the news. But I would like to have at least one highlighted topic from the news to speak about for the course of the radio show, because I do think it's important to stay informed. And for this week, one of the topics that I ran across was in a, let me find it, I pulled it up here, it's in the Washington Examiner. And the article was done by Paul Bettard. They had released it on the 10th of December. And the title of the article is "Start Prepping, Electric Grid Prime Target of Terrorists, Profound Threat, Says Council." So essentially what it was that the Washington Examiner had received a draft of a report talking about the vulnerabilities that currently exist for the American electrical grid system and to our infrastructure. And essentially what it was stating was that it was had a fear of a cascading effect through combinations of natural disasters, terrorist attacks, so on and so forth. And one of the key highlights that I was able to find in that was that FEMA had typically recommended a 72-hour preparation plan for natural disasters or for any type of disaster that may affect the area. But now within the article, and then it has a link to the actual draft of the report itself, they're suggesting up to 14 days as a minimum because they don't know the significance of the damage caused if we experience some sort of EMP attack, a cyber attack, on our electrical grid systems and power systems, or natural disasters, or a combination of those three things. And they're predicting that if something along those lines happens, that it would take anywhere from 6 months to a year to go from essentially a complete cold or blackout downing of the system to fully up and running again in about 6 months to a year. But at a minimum now, they're trying to incorporate it in their recommendations that U.S. citizens, individual citizens, that there be a 14-day supply of food, water, necessities, whatever you need, at the bare minimum. No longer 72 hours, but at a bare minimum. And so I thought that was one of those things. You know, oftentimes news reports get buried even through this 24-hour news cycle, and it was just something that I wanted to bring to the attention of those who may be listening on the radio show. So to wrap this up, we are coming to a close. If anyone hears this and has any questions or has any suggestions for topics, you can always send us an email at sanctuaryroom777@gmail.com. Again, that is sanctuaryroom, the number 777, @gmail.com. So I thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. And the Most High bless you all.